Good evening and welcome to St. Andrew Lutheran Church as we worship together on Christmas Eve. So tonight is about sharing God's message of love with each other, with the world, and to hear it new as we come to it again this year. A few things to share as we begin tonight. We will be having communion, and at St. Andrew we practice an open table, which means if you desire communion, you are welcome to receive it. When the ushers guide you forward or back, for those who are seated in the back of the sanctuary, please receive the bread and dip it into the wine, receiving both elements at once. There will be a gluten-free bread and grape juice station up near the bells, if you so desire, or if that's necessary for you. And if you find it difficult to come forward and you would like to have someone bring communion to you, please just indicate that to the usher at the time that your pew is dismissed for communion. Tonight, we're lucky to have the support of the Marathon County Sheriff's Office. So you will notice a traffic flow pattern that they have given to us. And they invite you to take Partridge North and simply follow the signs through the neighborhood here that will create a left turn further down on what once was North Mountain Road, but is now County Road Double N. I'm sure some of you can relate. And it's always use your best judgment about what is safe for you. We'll worship again tomorrow on Christmas morning at 9:30, but we'll not be having worship on Thursday this week. And finally, I was pleased to receive this message today earlier from our companion church. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ at St. Andrew Lutheran Church, please receive greetings of the blessings of his coming from Zurist Lutheran Church. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. May his coming strengthen us in our journey together. Sincerely, Benjamin and the people of Zurist Lutheran Church in South Africa. Now let us center our hearts and our minds as the bell choir leads us in worship. We stand together and sing, beginning on page 4 in your bulletin. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. God of light and hope, of stars and surprises, open our eyes to your glory and our hearts to your presence, that we may respond with joy to the angel's song, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
From Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord. Thank you. A reading from Titus. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. The word of the Lord.
A decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration that was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Individual star ever seen is a blue star named Icarus. It's so far away that its light has taken 9 billion years to reach the Earth. And it's only visible because it is magnified by the gravity of a massive galaxy cluster that is located about 5 billion light years from Earth. The way it looks to us now is the way that it appeared when the universe was about 30% of its current age. Scientists could see Icarus and predict how far away it is because in the universe, there are laws of nature that never change. Whether a beam of light comes from a flame of a candle, or the headlights from a car, or from a galaxy far, far away. Had to get the Star Wars reference in. The speed of light always measures the same, 168,000 miles per second. A cup of coffee that is left on the counter will always become cold. An object at rest stays at rest, and an object in motion stays in motion unless acted upon by an outside force. Gravity is dependable. The seasons come and go at the same time every year because our Earth spins at a constant rate, and it revolves on an axis that is tipped at just the right angle to sustain life. 23.439281 degrees, by the way. 24 hours in a day, 365 days in a year, except when we need to make up for a day every 4 years to get things back on track. Doesn't it seem strange that a universe as creative and as wild as this one, where illness of body and mind can arise suddenly in an otherwise healthy person, where destructive storms can form in the atmosphere at a moment's notice, where some humans can be in relationships or create families, where others cannot seem to find or sustain or create a connection that their heart so desires. We live in this complex reality where life's ups and downs can happen when we least expect it. And at the same time, the natural world is so incredibly dependable and orderly. Why is that? Bound by these laws of nature, subject to the randomness of choices made by others and even by ourselves, how does a person sitting in a pew in a church in 2019 make meaning of a story that approaches them year after year? How does something like the good news of great joy that the angels declared to some lowly shepherds living in the fields doing their work make any difference to us now? And how does hearing the same story again and again about a young couple whose lives are interrupted by the Holy Spirit, who in the midst of their duty as citizens find themselves to be the parents of God, how does that help us to better have hope? Or does it? The story of faith about a time and a place set in human history during the reign of Emperor Augustus under the rule of Quirinius. In a place in the Middle East, in Bethlehem, Palestine. And we claim it is the story that centers us in God's intention for all. Peace on earth, favor from God, saving us by knowing us through the human experience of the incarnation. That this cause and effect world in which we live has the capacity to hold the cause and effect narratives of faith that had come prior to Jesus' birth. It's not that God hadn't tried before to get through the message, but time and time again, the effect did not come after the cause. The flood and the restoration in Genesis did not work. The delivery of Israel from the cruel oppression of the Pharaoh in Egypt did not work. The escapes through the sea and the time in the wilderness before the gift of the promised land, the sending of the judges like Samson and Delilah, the kings like Solomon and David to bring order to people, even the conquering and plundering of God's people by foreign nations, and the sentence of exile to remind God's people of the deal that they had made all the way back in the covenant God made with Moses. God sent voices of the prophets to call people back to God's ways, and nothing stuck. No desired outcome was reached. And this is perhaps where we can relate. I once heard a person say to me that you have to bottom out about 7 times before a new habit can really stick. Well, that's not really good news. I've had front row seats to how difficult it can be to go on loving after love has been betrayed or lost. Many of you have experienced the profound strength that is necessary to walk with an ailing parent or child. or a friend in addiction, or even to live with your own selves in your own sense of weakness or sinfulness and insecurity, and to wonder just how it is that the God of the universe could go on noticing and loving you. What it comes to is this. Jesus' birth has to do with God intervening to interrupt this cause and effect world with his own son, his own life, that we might find a new natural law, a law of mercy, a law of love, that even when it is veiled in ministry is just as real as the matter that makes up our cells in our bodies, or the 44 tons of energy per second that the sun emits and sends our way, even though we are 93 million miles away from the source. God's message was one that God was born into, one that God lived. And it came to us as an infant to a peasant couple in the grand scheme of politics and a place and even the cosmos. God's message came to the lowest of the low, and it was proclaimed in glory by the most majestic angels. There, even without a place to lay their heads, perhaps in the midst of creatures in that stable, God reversed cause and effect and came not as a warrior or a prince, not in a palace or on a majestic mountain peak. But there, that night, was born to this world a message to include those who are on the edge of society, to love the unlovable, to bring about peace and healing where we are able, to actively pursue justice for people who are being oppressed, to advocate for just laws, to care for the poor and the stranger, to care for the widow and the orphan, to visit the lonely and the dying, and to bring about a word of hope to a weary world where life can be so hard. Just as it is a rule that light will pursue you at the exact same speed every time, so too does this message, this light, this love from God and Jesus Christ pursue you all of the time, all of the way from infancy to and through death. This light brings hope where chaos ensues. This light brings love and healing where rejection and pain rules. And yes, even the joy that the shepherds must have felt when they found the story to be true accompanies this light. May the light of Christ and the light of the candles before you in just a few moments from now sustain you in a promise that comes as a mystery, but is also very real, that you are born into the same gift of God-given life and bear the same light that brings that same joy, and that you also bear the capacity to share peace in this world. So, dear brothers and sisters, like any other light in this universe, let it shine. Thanks be to God. Amen. We stand and sing. Thank you. this holy night, let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Loving God, we praise you for coming to us in Jesus Christ. We pray for people of faith throughout the world, that the light of the Christmas gospel would fill the hearts of many and shine brightly. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Glorious God, we are grateful for all that you have made. On this night, we are mindful that you did not leave us to darkness. We thank you for the light of candles, lamps, sun, moon, and stars, reminders of your everlasting light. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Gracious God, we pray for lasting peace throughout the world. Where ideas, pride, and hunger for power cause fear, pain, and suffering. Comfort the nations with a vision of the wholeness that is possible. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Healing God, we pray for wholeness where there is brokenness, for hope where there is despair, for endurance where there is longing, for your voice to resound where there is silence, for Christ's presence to banish the darkness. We lift before you those who are in any need, known by name and known only to you. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Living God, we pray for those gathered here, for the gift of being together, for those whose joy is diminished by loneliness or loss, for those absent from us, for those who are far from home, for those who work or watch for the good of others on this night. Lord, in your mercy. With thanksgiving, we remember all who have died and whose lives have inspired us to deeper faith, more passionate service, and stronger love. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We offer our prayers in the name of Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. We share Christ's peace. As we receive our tithes and offerings. Let us pray. Holy God, gracious and merciful, you bring forth food from the earth and nourish your whole creation. Turn our hearts toward those who hunger in any way, that all may know your care, and prepare us now to feast on the bread of life, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This is Christ's table. It is open to all. You may be seated. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you always in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. God of wonder, in Jesus we behold the light of the world come near. As you have come among us now, send us out in joy, hasting to share the good news of your love. We ask this in the name of Jesus, through the Spirit dwelling among us, now and forever. Amen. At this time, we will share in the lighting of candles for Silent Night. We would ask that the lit candle remain vertical and the unlit candle be the one to be dipped to be lit. May you be filled with the wonder of Mary, with the obedience of Joseph, with the joy of the angels, with the eagerness of the shepherds, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child. And may Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. We extinguish our candles and rise to sing our ascending song. Peace, share the good news. Thanks be to God.